Today is the 13th of April, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Tom Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Zoe.
So what have you learnt about today in history?
Well, first off, today marks the 448th birthday of notorious conspirator Guy Fawkes.
That is very old, and I assume he's not actually doing anything for his birthday.
Well, no. He was actually executed in 1606 for his part in the infamous gunpowder plot. You see, Fawkes, along with four others, fed up with persecution against Catholics in England, hatched a plot to blow up the king and much of the House of Commons with an extensive amount of gunpowder hidden in the cellar of the House of Lords.
Now, did this succeed or?
Not really. Authorities were tipped off to the plot a week in advance when a letter was sent to a Catholic sympathiser advising him not to go to the opening of Parliament on November 5th. To this day, no one actually knows who sent that letter, which some have used as evidence to suggest it was a fabrication by the authorities who had already caught wind of the plot and wanted to let it progress a bit further, actually, to give them more evidence against Catholics in the United Kingdom. That's, of course, the conspiracy, old English conspiracy theory, not like the modern day ones, which makes so much more sense, but... So, back to the plot. At midnight of November 4, Guy Fawkes was found in the cellar with matches in his pocket and 36 barrels of gunpowder. He was arrested and eventually executed along with the other conspirators, well, the ones that didn't die in a shootout with English troops, and they were hung, drawn and quartered, and not burned at the stake, as is sometimes believed.
So how did this terrorist plot on a government building eventually become a celebrated holiday in the UK?
Well, when the plot was revealed to the public, which after it was foiled, of course, many celebrated by lighting bonfires. And in January of the following year, British Parliament declared November 5th as a day of Thanksgiving, which is, yeah, really making the best out of a potential catastrophe with that much turnaround.
Yeah, the following year, that's crazy. What else happened on this day?
In 1970, NASA was alerted by the crew of Apollo 13 to a serious problem as a beach-built oxygen tank exploded en route to the moon.
And that is where we get the famous saying, "Houston, we have a problem."
Which was, that was apparently some creative license in the film version. They did say something along those lines at the time, but official reports say the reaction was, "Houston, we've had a problem," said by astronaut Jack Swigert, who was played in the 1995 film that everyone's aware of by Kevin Bacon. And in the film, it's, of course, "Houston, we have a problem," and it was said by Tom Hanks' character, which was James Lovell, who was commander of the spacecraft. So... that was likely just to add some dramatic flavour, or maybe Kevin Bacon did say it and they were just like, it wasn't as good as having Tom Hanks say it, I guess. But thankfully, Apollo 13, the mission came off successfully, the situation was resolved, and all three astronauts returned home safely.
Great. That's really good to know. We usually end the segment, Tom, with some music. What do you have for us today?
Originally, I was going to mention Ray Charles winning four Grammys, and then I found out that was yesterday.
Ah,
He might have still been celebrating the occasion today, but there was also the release of Bob Marley and the Wailers' "Catch a Fire," which is now regarded as one of the greatest reggae albums of all time. And I think we should listen to the lead track, which is "Concrete Jungle," written by Bob Marley.
Well, Tom Jordan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
This is Bob Marley and the Wailers, "Concrete Jungle." You're listening to Breakfast.